And welcome back to Stack the Pads. I'm your one-stop shop for everything RMU women's hockey. I'm John Hanna.
And I am Tyler Gallo.
Dalton Link can't be with us today, unfortunately, but you'll have to deal with us.
Sorry. I'm sorry for stepping in right now. I know people don't like my voice, but I will try to do my best.
So we have four games to cover this week because we were off last week for Thanksgiving break. But we have the games against Minnesota State and then the games against number 7 Cornell. So you want to talk us through that first Minnesota State game?
So they tied 4-4 on goals by Natalie Marcuse, Emily Curlett, Maggie Laig on the power play, and Kirsten Welsh. And from the games that I've seen for RMU, I've been to a couple. Kirsten Welsh is just a really good puck-moving defenseman. Like, and I know I'm stepping in here for a first time, and you've probably said that a couple times before, but, like, that's what I see.
Yeah, definitely. I think also Maggie Leguon is another one of those good puck-moving players on the team. I mean, we'll talk about her in the next game, but J.C. Gebhardt again.
Gebhardt's incredible.
And then Minnesota State had only two players score, but Brooke Bryant had two goals, one on the power play. Then Corbin Boyd had two goals. Again, another one on the power play.
So, I mean, they just got – I guess RMU hockey's got to work on – women's hockey's got to work on their penalty kill. I mean, my team is terrible at the penalty kill, and we've been working on that for out the wazoo. So
how's that going?
We're probably about a, like, 36% mortality rate on the penalty kill, which is terrible. So, yeah.
Tyler.
Sorry about that. That's a ringtone on my phone. Next game.
In that game, Lauren Bailey for RMU made 20 saves, and Abigail Levi for Minnesota State made 40 saves.
Once again, RMU continues to pester the goaltenders that they face with shots. And the games I've seen, they put up at least 50. So, I mean, it's good when you get shoot shots from anywhere. And when they're getting on net, it's good. And you just got to keep the goalie constantly moving.
And then on the 17th, again against Minnesota State, the Colonials did lose that one, 2-1. J.C. Gebhardt on the power play scored for the Colonials, as we mentioned.
Gebhardt is just an incredible player and really good that she's a member of the RMU team because she's got some skill.
And then Minnesota State had goals from Britton Fleming and Rebecca Kolstad.
Don't know too much about Minnesota State, but they did they didn't lose this weekend, so there's that. And once again with the goalies, Ariel Desmet stepped in, 18 saves. Abigail Levy with 33 saves. It's beginning to be more of a rotating
one and two
with the goalies after Bailey was the starter to start the year, and then she sort of lost her way, and now Desmet stepping in and playing pretty well.
But it's still a great 1A, 1B situation.
Yeah,
it's,
and then you got the third goalie who's not really getting any time on there.
But it's like the women's soccer team. They had a good 1A, 1B situation going on there.
Yeah.
But now the Colonials faced off last weekend against the 7-ranked Cornell.
The Big Red. Well, goals from RMU by Amber Rennie on the power play. That power play continues to be lethal. And Caitlin Sadaway on the I was there for her first goal of the season, which was a weird little bouncing goal that eluded LaVisa Salander of RPI. So it was just it was interesting, and it was a cool game to cover. But, yeah, Sadaway scored, and then Cornell just put up a bunch of goals. Grace Graham. Willow Slobodzian had two goals, one on the power play. Maddie Mills and Jamie Bourbonnais scored for Cornell, who's ranked number 7. And a 5-2 loss is nothing to frown upon against a ranked 7 opponent.
Yeah, I mean, the men's team, I know we're the women's podcast, but they lost to, I want to say they're now number 5, but that Penn State team a couple weeks ago.
That was a slugfest, that game at the Colonials Arena.
Yeah, and in net, for the second game in a row, Ariel Desmet for RMU made 32 saves, while Lindsey Browning made 24 for Cornell. So
sort of similar save numbers for over the weekend. I mean, DeSmet once again stepped in. And, yeah, 1A, 1B once again. The next game, it was a 3-3 tie with Cornell, which is something you definitely should be proud of, especially if they're ranked 7th in the nation. Army goals for Amber Rennie. Emily Curlett scored twice, both on the power play. So another lethal day on the power play.
And then for Cornell, Kristen O'Neill had two goals, while Willow, how did you say that last
time? I said Slobodzian, but I don't know if that's how you pronounce it or not.
Well, Slobodzian had a goal, so that brings her to 3 on the weekend.
Yeah.
And then in net, Lauren Bailey, talking about that 1A, 1B situation, made 24 saves for the Colonials. And then for Cornell, Marlena Boissonneau made 17 saves. So.
Yeah, so I guess Cornell sort of has a 1A, 1B situation going on. I mean, that's what you're seeing now from, like, a lot of teams. They're just not really trusting one guy. Like, you see, I mean, in the NHL with the Devils, they're not really sure what they have with Kincaid and Schneider. And, I mean, I just speak from experience because I know that. But, like, yeah, 1A, 1B is something good to have, especially with a freshman goalie and Ariel DeSmet.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have for the future.
And what does that mean now for the Colonials?
Well, Colonials are now 6-8-4, and they're actually second in the CHA. They're 3 points behind Mercyhurst. And so coming into this big weekend, they're going to match up against Penn State, two big games. If they can take one or two of those, it can mean a lot. And if Mercyhurst falters a little bit, Army will be in first.
And speaking of that Penn State matchup, College Hockey America, Penn State is 7-7-2, so they're not a team to be looked down upon. They're a bit down there in the CHA standings, but that's just because they haven't played many conference games yet. But first game is the 30th at 7:05. It's a Friday, and that's at Colonials Arena. And then first game of the new month, December 1st at 5:05 p.m., also at Colonials Arena.
Yeah, two big games. They can show they're competitive in the CHA and the NCAA with a win in either of these two games, because Penn State is not an opponent you can look down on. I mean, we saw with the men's, even though it's sort of a disparagement between the two teams, but, like, Penn State is always going to have a tough team.
And for the Colonials, J.C. Gebhardt is actually 7th in the NCAA.
Wow.
With 0.94 assists per game. So.
Yeah, I mean, she's just incredible once again. Like, she's moving it and grooving it out there on the ice and doing really well for RMU.
And then we were talking about the penalty kill not being that good, but the Colonials actually lead the NCAA with 16 power play goals.
Yeah, that's a deadly power play if you lead the NCAA in power play goals and probably power play percentage.
Not percentage, though. They're getting the opportunities, but they're scoring as well.
Yeah, and then when you have the opportunities to score on the power play, you take them, honestly.
And then for Penn State, they have a strong net presence as well with Jenna Brenneman, who is actually 11th in the NCAA with a 1.659 goals against.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see her for both games this weekend, especially with her goals against average.
Yeah, and then Natalie Hensing is a clutch player for Penn State, 5th in the NCAA with 3 game-winning goals. So always somebody to watch out for when it comes to overtime or
late
if you're
in the game,
tied late in the third.
Yeah, so big, big weekend ahead of the women's Colonials team. So if they can pull either of these two games out, it really speaks numbers for the rest of the year.
What do you think? What's your prediction on the game?
You know, with looking at their stats and the goalies, I think they split. Honestly, I think Penn State's going to take the first game, and then Army's probably going to battle back and take the second game.
All right, well, we'll have to watch out for that. For Stack the Pads, I'm John Hanna.
And I'm Tyler Gallo.
And we'll see you next week to talk about this Penn State game and then preview the Colonials game in 2 weeks. So hope to see you all then.